Hey everybody, welcome to a new Quick Shot episode by On The Rocks. This is your host Kyle, and joining me today is Amy. In this series, we take closer looks at topics in the news sent in from listeners or ones just bouncing around in the backs of our minds. Tonight's episode is going to be our really loosey-goosey review of The Last of Us Part 1, which came out a week ago?
September 2nd.
September 2nd. Okay, yes. So just about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
It is the third game that tells the story of Joel and Ellie. The original one came out on the PlayStation 3 in 2013, right before the PS4 came out. And then I think just a year later, they remastered it for the PS4. They added 60 frames a second gameplay, increased textures and stuff like that. I didn't realize how old that game is, coming out over 8 years ago now. I played that right before Part 2 came out, just a couple years ago, and it was playable, but this one I think does a lot more for the title. Yeah. But anyway, actually, before we get started, I wanted to ask you where The Last of Us kind of lands, just the game in general, not this one necessarily, but where does The Last of Us kind of land in your favorite games
of all time? It's pretty up there, but it's not above Little Nightmares.
Oh yeah, of course not. What about above Little Nightmares 2?
That's probably, I like Little Nightmares 2 better than Little Nightmares. Mm-hmm. So,
nice.
And I think I like Elden Ring more than The Last of Us. So but it's up games. There.
Yeah.
I mean, it was also the first game I ever played and finished.
Cool. Did you play a lot of games and just didn't finish them?
No.
Or you just didn't play very many games and then
didn't finish them? A lot of games.
Yeah. So, but you were always going to buy this one. Is there something specific about Part 1 that really excited you, or
no? I just wanted to play it
because you probably own Remaster.
I do.
Did you play both PS3 and PS4 versions?
No, okay. I didn't even game when the PS3 was a thing, so yeah. Didn't even really understand what gaming was.
Oh man, that's cute. Yeah, so we did an episode. I forget what number it was. I want to say it was like low 50s, like 53 or 54. Was the original Last of Us review. We had like 5 people on that episode. It was nuts.
Fun though.
Yeah.
I know that you're kind of a fan of this game, so.
Yeah. It is. I keep going back and forth whether it's my favorite game or second favorite game, because Minecraft is just distance myself from that game because of how much I like it. So like it would just take over if I played it so much, but I always enjoy my time with that game. But this is probably my favorite game. And as far as my thoughts when they announced that they were making it, I kind of thought it was unnecessary,
but so did I.
After playing it, it is. What's so weird nasty. About it is that it's like it feels like you're playing the game brand new, like you know all the beats and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where when the new Crash Bandicoot came out, the remaster or the remakes or whatever, and everyone was like, this is how I imagined it looking back then, and then you go look at what it used to look like and it looked like garbage.
Wow. Yeah.
If you do the same thing with the original PS3 version of The Last of Us, that game, it was a very good looking PS3 game, probably the best looking PS3 game, but nowadays it does not look that great.
Right. And I did watch a side by side.
Yeah. It's very different, and
incredibly.
even very different from the PS4 version. But I definitely think that $70 ask isn't for everybody, but it is the best version of one of the best games ever made. So it's also like, yeah, maybe it's not for someone who doesn't want the best version or has already played it to death or something.
It just isn't interested in the series, you know?
But as far as newcomers to the franchise who are maybe just getting their first PlayStation console or PS5, it is this combined with the PS5 like update of part two is just a insane like 1-2 story. I was asking a few people who hadn't played this game yet why they're holding off or if they had any questions for me. My friend Scott was asking about the trophies. Do you want to get into that a little bit? Because that was kind of one of the main things, one of the main reasons why making the decision to buy it was so easy.
Yeah. Well, the trophy list is like infinitely better, in my opinion, because there are no difficulty-based trophies.
But the original game, I know there's a difficulty-based one. Was there also a New Game Plus one? I want to say that there was.
Maybe? I know that...
I think you had to beat the game like 3 times or something. And there was multiplayer trophies. There's no multiplayer in this game. Yeah,
that didn't come with this one, but I don't remember. All I know is that I only got like 3 trophies the first time, but I didn't even realize trophies were a thing when I played this.
Oh. So.
But now I still, I don't have all the trophies. I didn't use a guide this time. And I played it on super easy or very light because I just wanted to have fucking fun with this game.
Yeah.
It's been a rough week. Just wanted to vibe and chill.
Yeah.
And kill things, obviously.
Yeah. This run through was kind of a victory lap, similar to how I played the Last of Us Part Two when I was getting the trophies. I used a collectibles guide and, I mean, I've beaten the game 4 or 5 times at this point, but I was also checking out some of the accessibility options. And I've probably mentioned it on the show before. There's a few quote unquote normal accessibility options that I'm starting to use now a lot more, like subtitles. Mm-hmm. But my favorite one that the game has, but a lot of games have it, is the one where you don't have to slam the button to open something. You can just hold the button down.
I think, wasn't that the default for this game?
I don't know if it's the default, but that way? I don't know, because sometimes I do remember in the original game when you're like pulling up the walls or whatever, you had to hit it a bunch of times.
Oh.
But so I always turn those two on. The new one in this game, and I think it was also in part two, was the high contrast mode, which I used a lot for picking up items and stuff. It's really helpful for firefly pendants that are hanging in trees and stuff, because it basically turns the game into 2 colors and it makes the collectibles and anything you can pick up stand out a lot.
Nice.
And after a while, it was almost like this weird crutch that I felt uncomfortable when I went into a big room and I didn't just flick it on. Cause what you turn it on by just swiping the touchpad. And then if you swipe again, so you don't even need to go into a menu to turn it on.
Oh, that's nice.
So you flick the touchpad, all the stuff kind of like glows that you can pick up, and then you can either keep it on or you can turn it off real quick. So,
well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. I started using that a lot. But I actually wish I had more hands-on experience with the description, the audio description stuff. Mm. But apparently, while it's groundbreaking, it's not as good as it could be. Have you looked into it at all?
No, I haven't done any of that.
So a lot of games have audio description for menus, where it'll just read the menu to you and everything for people who can't see very well or at all. And so they have that for the game, but I guess it's only for cutscenes. So it's and not while you're playing, which it would have to be very difficult for a game like this. While it is pretty linear, there's a lot of times when you can't really predict where you're going to be. So they can't be like, guy ducks behind barrel, guy gets out from behind barrel and comes at you with a lead pipe guide. Yes, it would be crazy.
There would be so much at one time. Yeah.
And so it's already so much with the cinematics, because they have to play the audio description and they have to play the audio of the people talking. So it's already sensory overload.
A lot. But, yeah.
It's a cool step in the right direction, but
for sure.
I've heard that it's not amazing. But yeah, as far as removing of the difficulty trophies, though, it's super nice.
It is really nice. And I like that Left Behind and the main game aren't connected. Two separate things. This
time. Oh, yeah, that they're connected. Yeah, it's real nice. Yeah. It is a little interesting that they're like the collectibles are tied together, but
I didn't know. It's that. Fine. Good to know.
Yeah, so you'll get all the collectibles in The Last of Us and it won't pop because you got to get them in.
I'm so glad you told me that.
Why?
I would have been panicking.
Did you also play Left Behind or just the original game?
I have not played Left Behind yet.
Oh, so you have.
I mean, I've played it.
Yeah.
Just not this version.
Yeah. So what do you think about this whole package?
Well, I mean, I thought it was really cool. I thought it, well, obviously it looked a hell of a lot better. I like that it looked a lot more like part two. They felt like more of a duo.
Yeah.
Business drawing, in my opinion. The controller, though, was by far the coolest shit in this game. And it was like the very beginning of the game when Tommy, Joel, and Sarah are driving and you're on pavement.
You can feel the wheels.
And I was like, feel this, and I handed it to Kyle.
Oh man, yeah, and I'll never get tired of holding that controller while it's raining. I mean,
it's fabulous.
Whoever I'm, what I would love to hear is the person who designed that. If it's literally just a copy and paste of what's in Astro's Playroom and in Returnal, and they're just.
I'd
like,
hope
oh my god.
So.
They're like, oh my gosh, my pitter patter is in all these amazing games. But yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, the graphics. So the games always looked good in every version. It always pushes the hardware. I think the big thing for this one is it's like the air has a dimension to it now, where it's. I forget what they call it, volumetric something, but it's
no idea.
It just fits the mood of the game where you go into those areas with spores and you feel like you're surrounded by them just by how it looks and everything. I'm assuming you played the game on 60 frames performance mode and not fidelity, because I don't know. More. I know the resolution is way better in this 30 frames, supposedly. I just think that 30 frames looks old to me.
I just figured it looked better. I don't have like a crazy theory on why I chose it. I just feel like it's going to look better.
I've done the same thing with the new Ratchet and Clank game, Rift Apart. I think I did the same thing for Kena, Bridge of Spirits. And did Returnal or not Returnal? Elden Ring have performance and fidelity? I don't think so.
Trying to think of other things that really stood out. I mean, I liked that the characters had emotions.
Yeah,
this time that was amazing. Like so, Henry at the end of the situation with Henry and Sam, I was like, "This is hard."
Yeah, and so apparently they used the same footage that they recorded way back when and just beefed up the mocap of the faces, which is really cool that they were able to do that. And it's not just like an upscale port. A lot of the cutscenes are reframed and redone. Mm-hmm. They're not re-recorded audio wise, but they just look so much nicer.
I was going to ask you that. Did they re-record anything for this game?
I don't think so.
I didn't notice anything, but it's been a couple years.
Well, I don't know how they handled the whole workbench situation, because that's completely redone. But I'm assuming they just did what they did for two, even though it was Ellie at the workbenches. So unless they just put Joel's
hands
on it. But talk about ASMR type stuff. Even though some of the tweaks to the guns you do don't amount more to than just cleaning the gun for five mm-hmm. seconds and then suddenly it reloads 20% faster. It's just really satisfying to hear
it. Does and sound watch awesome. It. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also thought that Infected just looked better.
Yeah.
They were a lot creepier to me.
So did you
fucking hate stalkers?
Go through the 3D models that they have?
No.
Yeah, so those are things you can buy in the extras menu, and there's just a bunch of them that you can zoom in on and check out. And there's a bunch. I think there's one of every Infected model, and they just look really good.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
What about you? Was there anything that I didn't talk about that you liked?
Because
I know you were like ready for this game to come out.
I was ready, and it really didn't disappoint. It flew by. I always think about this game and just, I don't dread it, but I do always remember how much of a journey it is to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll be playing for, eight, 10 hours, and then you'll be at Henry and Sam, and you're like, holy crap, I still have so much more game left. Mm-hmm. But then it kind of picks up at the end real quick. Like once you get into winter, it's speeds by. Something that stood out to me, and it's weird because I don't know if it's just how I've changed as a player or not, but I thought that even though I was playing on one of the easier difficulties, the AI seemed more aggressive and tougher. When I first booted up the game, was playing on light mode or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, I wonder if I could pull off like a no death run, you know, because I didn't have the cheats on where it's one shot kill or anything, but
I don't play
the game
a
lot
them.
And the cheats.
I looked.
They do. Yeah, they're just extra.
That just makes me feel better about myself, because I think I only died 3 or 4 times.
Really? You were playing on very light, right?
That doesn't matter. It still counts. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out why, because there were definitely sections of that game where I remember dying a lot, and there are certain parts where I played really well and didn't die, like the one ambush where Ellie's got your back with the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be really difficult, and the library was a pretty difficult
interaction.
And I was fine with those parts, but there are certain areas where I died a bunch. And it's another horrible spot, but the hotel basement, where you fall and you're in the water, and then you have to turn on the generator with the key.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then there's that one bloater down there. For some reason, that bloater got me four times.
I gave up shooting at bloaters during this game.
I'm just gonna throw
every bomb I have at them, and eventually they're gonna go down, and they did. It was great.
But yeah, I want to credit the AI, and I know it's been improved in this game. I don't know if that's something that you can, unless you just came off of playing the last version and then hop into this one, to notice the really minute details. But I'm going to say it's probably that. So, and then I, just for fun, I was playing around with the cheats, and I put on infinite ammo one-shot kills. And oh, then I put the difficulty all the way up.
Oh.
And it was still really hard.
I don't think I would like that at all.
Because I'm pretty sure one shot with a shotgun will just kill you, at least at point blank range, full health and all.
Yeah.
It's pretty brutal. But yeah. And what's nice about following that guide is it helps you really experience those conversations. They call them optional conversations. Because those, while a lot of them are just silly and don't mean much, a bunch of them are really powerful and interesting tidbits about the world that you're in. So it's cool that the guide that I was following really lets you experience all those. I was gonna try to do a commentary run too, but I didn't really have time to before talking about it. What?
Oh.
Yeah, there's a hole that you can unlock that. And so another thing you can unlock in this game, and I don't know if it was in the remaster or not, is just the entire documentary, the Grounded documentary, which is the making of The Last of Us, which is cool.
Oh shit.
And so there's a lot of stuff in this game. I know it's missing multiplayer, and I know it's expensive, and I know it's at its core a game that is pretty old, but it is just, it's really a celebration of this game, and I'm really glad that I bought it, because especially the way that I borrowed it from you, I literally didn't need to buy it. Like, but I still chose to, because kind of like how when you know when you get a game for free and then they have cosmetics and stuff and you're like, I'll throw them $5 because I want them to, it's kind of like that. Not that Naughty Dog needs the money, but it's like I want to own the game because it's my favorite thing. And so it feels weird when, like, you, I don't know if you've ever like rented a video game before, but
no, nope.
And it's the same thing with Game Pass, and I think I've complained about it before. There's a weird thing about playing a game that you don't technically own. It's a different feeling, and not to say like you need to own the game in order to really appreciate it, but I just have this feeling sometimes where I just really wanted to own it. And I really tried, and you helped me get that Firefly edition. That would have been sick.
I tried, the husband tried. We like had it down to, we had post-its.
Mm-hmm.
We tried.
I blame bad hospital Wi-Fi for that one.
Oh, well.
For me, because I was literally in the hospital trying to do the, you what?
I got to the last step of checking out.
I didn't even see it. I saw it available, and then I hit the cart, and then it was like, it's gone.
I got to like complete order. Because the husband was like, you're pretty quiet over there. And I was like,
I know. Well, I texted you, and I was waiting for you to be like, it's been done. Not even like,
I was trying. I was almost there. I was getting the flutteries. I was like, I think I'm doing it. And then I was like, man. I didn't do it. Oh, well. You got it anyway.
But did I tell you what I ended up doing angrily, like a couple days later?
No,
so you know what the
didn't
special
go
edition?
Buy it for like 10 times the price.
No. I like the game, but I don't want some Joe Schmo scalper to get my money.
Mm-hmm.
So the Firefly edition, it's a steel bookcase, which that's cool. Comes with in-game items, which is blah, whatever, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it also came with the four comics that came out when.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And so those have been out. They just got new covers or something, and then they included that in the package. So I ended up going on Amazon and buying the comics.
Did it end up being, well, but
no,
it
ended up being cheaper. I mean, I didn't get the fancy new, and it looks like the, and I don't know what's more what's more prized, but it looks like the special edition came with four separate like volumes, you know. Mm-hmm. This, the one that I got, has them all in one, like,
oh, like one volume or whatever.
Yeah, that's, which cool. I, that's what I prefer. I don't want to read 20 million
little
four page comics. I'd rather read a giant ass book, you know.
I guess that makes sense. Speaking of ridiculous video game purchases, which I've made way too many to begin with, I'm on a no trailer thing. I won't even watch them myself. I made a purchase with Bandai Namco that I felt a little bad about for about 2 seconds.
Was it for your friend?
No, it was for me. It was 100% for me. I don't care if it's my Christmas present to myself.
Oh, wait. Is it a Little Nightmares thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a figurine?
Mm-hmm.
Is it over $100?
Mm-hmm.
So another thing. Mm-hmm. So I beat the game. I platinumed the game. I started watching the documentary. I got about halfway through. I read the four comics. And then I was like, man, I should like relook into those clicker.
Those are sick. Yeah.
I think that one's like $300 though.
That I couldn't do it.
Did you get the Little Nightmares 2 one?
Mm-hmm.
The guy with the shotgun?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
And I got that? The limited editable. I bought like 5 things actually. And if Kyle's listening to this, my husband Kyle, I'm in trouble. But I ended up buying the special edition record album, where when you open it, it's 6 and Mono reaching for each other.
That's cool.
And I got the Demon Souls one, and I got a bunch of shirts. It's fine. I don't have a spending problem. What?
Do you have a record player?
No. You think I was going to take them out of the thing? Oh, yeah.
I guess not.
Absolutely.
See, the way you handle collectibles though is funny, because I just want to display them. I don't buy things with the anticipation of selling them again.
Oh, I'm not selling them again. I'll take it out of the packaging and display it like open so you can see it. But
so you're not.
I don't want to actually touch the records.
Okay. Yeah.
I just want those bitches pristine always.
Yeah.
For me.
It is weird how, I mean, I've been tempted to buy records, and I don't think I've ever, I don't even know how to use a record player. We had friends, and we had really awesome like hipster friends in college that mostly listened to records, and we're like, that's cool, but I don't know.
Spotify's a lot easier. I'm cool with Spotify.
But yeah, like a Jurassic Park vinyl, pretty sick. But yeah, that Little Nightmares 2 figurine is legit, and I've thought about getting it too.
It ships in November.
He's probably my favorite boss in that game.
He takes 2 seconds.
I know. He's not really a
boss.
Over
the teacher?
Yeah, the teacher.
Totally irrelevant for this episode.
Teacher kind of creeps me out. I just like just his setting and his.
Okay.
The sounds he makes. And I know the clicking of the teeth of the teacher is too much. But yeah, he's legit. What's up with the bag? What's he hiding under there? Anyway, any final thoughts on The Last of Us Part 1?
I don't know. If you haven't played it and you want to play it, just pay the $70.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if, I don't know, near the holidays, it goes on that catalog or something, or maybe next year it'll be on the catalog.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely not for everybody, but I can't imagine you would buy this game and ever can be considered disappointed in what you got for it.
It's pretty forthcoming with how it is as a game, if you watch any footage. So I mean,
it's interesting the number of people that I know that were like, if it was 40 or $50, it would have been an instant buy, but 70 is just out of the question. It is, yeah, very controversial. I try not to look at any of like the the feedback of it, because I know it's a very polarizing game right now. But I'm assuming it's just because of the price, but
probably
I should have looked more into it. But
the only thing I've watched is Anthony Calabrese, the speedrunner that I watch, did a full playthrough of it, and he did the first speedrun today. And I watched not all 3 hours of it, but
3 hours?
Mm-hmm. I think.
Like with glitches and shiz?
Let me see. Let me get my eyes on.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, 3 hours and 16 minutes.
Jeez and rice. I guess you can skip all the cutscenes.
I think that's what he does, yeah.
Oh, and that's another thing this game does. It has a really good speed running options, I guess. And yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Nope. I liked it.
Nope.
The things I didn't like about it were such first world problem things that
I don't like those palettes. Not that they could have changed that.
It was the palettes and it was the horse.
The horse? What was wrong with the horse? You were on the horse for like 5 seconds.
I don't do a good job.
You were on the horse for a shorter time than you were fighting that boss in Little Nightmares 2.
I said it was first world problems. I didn't like riding the horse.
I think they improved the horse too. I think I remember someone saying that they improved the horse.
Sure. It was not improved in my eyes. And I felt like sometimes we walked too slow. There were a couple times when I was like, we could really walk faster here.
There's a run button, you know that?
Yeah, even then.
What?
Yeah.
No. You're crazy.
I don't want to say that I rush things, but like
you did a little bit at the end.
Sometimes I wanna move on. Sometimes it gets a little like I'm like, we've talked about this 3 times. Let's go.
All right. So that was our thoughts on The Last of Us Part 1. You can email us at podcastotr@gmail.com if you have your own thoughts or questions about this show or other possible show topics. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Yes.
As far as upcoming topics, I have no idea, man. I just played through Tinykin, and I know Dave just played through that on Xbox too, and we both really dug it. So if that could get a review, even though I just spoiled my thoughts on it, I guess, a little bit.
That's a little free review thrown at the end of this review.
Yeah. Kyle, he dug this game. End of review. Yeah, we'll think of something. There's new games coming out, and I think we're slowly heading into big game season.
And it's almost Halloween. I don't want to like.
It is. We should do a Halloween episode. Yeah, maybe you can come up with a Halloween episode idea.
Oh,
topic.
Okay.
Is it going to be? Should it be a? What's the new remake? Disney remake coming out?
No.
No, you're not into that.
I think we need to stop with the remakes in general. No, Little Mermaid. I'm like here for Little Mermaid remake, but I don't think we should be remaking everything, and I'm getting a little sick and tired.
But it's a Halloween remake.
What?
It's a Halloween remake.
Are we talking about Hocus Pocus 2?
Yeah.
That's not a remake. That's a sequel.
Is it? Mm-hmm. It's 2? Okay.
Hocus Pocus 2.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Goodness gracious.
I know. I know a lot of people are very excited. When's that coming out? Halloween? Or is it coming at the end of this month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Well, we'll see. For Amy, this has been Kyle, and this has been another Quick Shot by On the Rocks. Pew 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 p